Sudanese Army spokesperson Brigadier Nabil Abdallah said in a statement Sunday the Ethiopian Army killed 7 Sudanese soldiers and 1 civilian. The 8 individuals were captured along the Sudan-Ethiopia border. Abdallah did not provide details as to how the 8 Sudanese ended up in Ethiopian hands. He called the killings as cowardly act which violates international law.
In an act that violates the tradition of war and international humanitarian laws, the Ethiopian army has executed 7 of our soldiers and 1 civilian who were held as captives in Ethiopia, and their bodies were exposed to the public in an inhuman way.
Ties between Sudan and neighboring Ethiopia have deteriorated in recent years over large swaths of agricultural land in the Al-Fashaga area along the Sudan-Ethiopia border. Sudan's leaders insist the land falls within its border according to an agreement that demarcated the boundary between their territories in 1902. Border clashes have erupted between Sudan and Ethiopia over the past 2 years after Sudan said it reclaimed control of Al-Fashaga area and called on Ethiopia to withdraw its troops from 2 points, saying both areas are inside Sudan. Again, Sudanese Army spokesman Brigadier Abdallah.
Sudanese armed forces would like to assure the public that this barbaric act will not go unanswered. We will respond to this cowardly act with what is suitable.
In November last year, the Sudanese army said 6 of its soldiers were killed in an attack by Ethiopian military and its militia allied in the area. On several occasions, the Ethiopian government accused Sudan for taking advantage of the deadly conflict in the Ethiopian northern Tigray region to enter Ethiopian territory. Ethiopian army officials were not immediately available for comment on the Sudanese allegation. The head of Sudanese Army, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, arrived for a surprise visit to a border area of Al-Fashaga today to assess the situation. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.